Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527 6204. You can call in your prayer requests at that same number. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise be to God. A Thanksgiving prayer. A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of his Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Praise be to God. Son of God, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I worship you, for you have come to take away the sins of the world. After God the Father spoke long ago through the prophets, he then chose to speak to us through you, the Son of God, whom he has made heir of all things. It is also through you that he made the world. You are the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of him in every way. I lift up your name, for you have sat down at the right hand of the majestic on high, having inherited a more excellent name than any other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. At this time, I will play another selection.
And he's able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yes. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able, yes, he is, yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Free. whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
And my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Able. Say who you see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
In Matthew 16:16 says, Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise be to God. The Son of God, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. Because of your death, burial, and resurrection, I am able to receive forgiveness for all I have done wrong. I ask for your great mercy as your blood cleanses me from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Thank you.
Son of God, thank you for the majesty of your name. No other name is as great as yours. Thank you for humbling yourself and entering the earth as a babe in a manger. More than that, thank you for humbling yourself to the point of death so that I might receive fellowship with your Father in heaven. Thank you for the kindness of your love and the power of your name. In your name, demons have been cast out. In your name, I find protection, peace, and power. I thank you, Son of God, for your presence in my life. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please dial in 319-527-6204. And you can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. Now at this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with our devotional message. To God be the glory.
Bye. what I told him. This is what I'm going to do.
Devotional message, which is entitled Choose His Spirit. In Galatians 5:17 says, the flesh sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Today, understand that some of the struggles you are experiencing with God are because of your self-will and insistence on controlling your own life and path. Your flesh will fight against God's spirit for rulership, driven by the desire to soothe the profound hungers within you. With your mind, you may very well acknowledge, yes, the Lord knows what is best. But in practice, you continue to strive for independence and self-determination. Sadly, the biggest problem you face will usually occur in the same areas where you insist on having control, unaware that your efforts are usually making things worse rather than better. Friend, do not fear handling your life over to God. What you must ask is, would God deny me anything that is truly good for me? Would Jesus, the Savior who gave his life on the cross, really say no to something that would truly bless me, build me up, or strengthen me? I hope you realize the answer is, of course not. If God says wait or no to something you have been praying for, it is because he has a good reason for it. Therefore, stop fighting, trust him, and walk by his spirit. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, reveal the fleshy areas I'm still trying to control and help me to be free. I choose to walk by your spirit. In your name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our devotional message, Walk in the Spirit, or Choose the Spirit. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise God.
Not
Praise be to God. Son of God, I ask you to help me honor you with my life. Help me to keep you close to me in all I do. I understand as I abide in you and your love, you will and your way will abide in me. Whatever I ask the Father in your name will be given when it aligns with your will. Please enable me to walk closely with you, to keep your words hidden in my heart. My desire is to please you in all I do, and I pray you will guide me down the path you have ordained for me. In your name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
So let's live forever.
Amen. Pray in the morning, pray in the evening, pray in the afternoon. The God who avenges. You are the God who avenges me, who subdue my enemies under me. You tell me in your word that vengeance is yours, and this is because you are God who avenges. You know how to prepare a table before me in the presence of those who oppose me. You set me in high places when others try to take me down. I praise you because you are the God of justice. It is a terrible thing to fall in the hands of God who avenges. I glorify your name because you have shown yourself to be all powerful in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
I know life can be a blip sometimes. Seems like as soon as you get one step forward, it'll knock you back three steps. Listen here. You might be feeling that life is getting you down.
God, and that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. I will play another selection. Praise God. Praise be to God again. We are waiting on our speaker for this evening. And while
I didn't see where is the hair is. What it's page did you have?
Oh, wait, let me get my book. Like I said, that my book is different from yours. So,
okay,
mine is on page 52.
52.
Okay, yeah. But yours is not 52. I don't know what number is yours. You have to keep looking until you find ears to hear.
Oh, man. Mine might be on the same page as the teacher, Miss Barbara. Sister Barbara. I'll
she's
wait
not
for her. Because
we'll still
she's not
wait
coming.
For her.
Okay. I'll wait for her.
She's here.
I was so busy, yeah. Almost didn't make it tonight. But I'll wait and let her teach it.
Okay, so at this time, I'm going to turn it over to our very own Barbara A. Amore, who's going to come and conduct our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Miss Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Blessed, thank you.
How are you, Miss Valerie?
I'm fine, thank you. God bless you.
Listen, God bless you too. Glad you're all on the line. So we're going to get started. Prayer. Precious and Heavenly Father, once more and again, the humble servants come to you. As humble as we know how, we come to you thanking you, God, for another day. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a day we've never seen before. A beautiful day, Lord God. We thank you for that. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. We bless them. We ask that you just meet their needs, whatever their needs might be, whether it's a financial, spiritual, relationally, health-wise, whatever way that they need to be met, Lord God, I know that you can, I know that you will, and I know that you're able. Bless their families, Father God, those that are sick and afflicted. Bless all those who are in need of more you, and that's all of us. So, God, we thank you right now. Go into the foreign places and the near places. Give us peace and tranquility. Stop the war. Stop the pandemic. Stop the madness. Stop the abuse. Lord God, go by the juvenile halls. Go by the hospices. Go just wherever, Lord God, because as I said, we need you everywhere. There's no day or hour that we don't need you. So, God, I thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission, as we continue to be steadfast and unmovable in your word. Allow us to get a better understanding of what it is that you want us to know. And all these blessings I ask in the matchless name of your Son, and our Savior in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Praise God. Praise God.
Tell me that a few minutes. I forgot I had somebody was coming over. They're walking up the block now, but I have a few minutes.
Going to
the last couple of pages of our lesson, which is Christ, Prophet, Priest, and King. And we're talking about the message on the Mount of Olives. Amen?
Amen.
That's on page 5. So the message on the Mount of Olives, by the time this message was given at the end of Christ's earthly life, it was quite clear that the Jewish leaders had rejected the kingdom, and Christ himself had introduced the church as the coming thing in God's program. We see that in Matthew 16:18. Did this mean that the kingdom was scratched from God's program forever? Not at all. And this message details some future events leading up to the return of Christ to establish that messianic, Davidic, millennial kingdom. Matthew 24:4-15 lists details that will happen during the first part of the coming tribulation period, verses 15-28. Do the same for the second half of that period. Then Christ will return to earth and take the throne of his kingdom, verses 30-31-34. That this did not occur in the disciples' lifetime as they expected in no way abrogates the assurance that one day Christ will rule in his kingdom, Acts 1:6. Any questions about the message on the Mount of Olives?
He was just telling us that, you know, when that the church will go on and until he comes back. And so it wasn't revealed. I want to make sure that it wasn't introduced in God's program. So in other words, that he was letting them know that because it didn't come at that time, that it was not, that it wasn't going to come, that it was going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And that will happen during the tribulation. The tribulation period. That his, in like you said, in Matthew 4:4-14, that he gave the list of what will happen during the first part of the tribulations and before Christ returns.
Okay. So what happens first? My question is, Christ coming back or the tribulation?
The tribulation
going
to happen before Christ comes back.
And what happens at the tribulation?
When he comes back with the throne and the kingdom of where Christ is going to rule in his kingdom.
That's the kingdom. I'm talking about the tribulation. Is Valerie still with us?
No, she left. Okay.
Okay, so what happens at the tribulation? As you already said, that's before the kingdom of Jesus is established on earth.
Yes. All of that is going to, that's going to come when Christ come again. When he's going
We're talking about that. We're talking about before he comes again. What is the tribulation?
Okay.
Homework. That'll be homework. So number 4, the message in the upper room. The night before his crucifixion, the Lord revealed in capsule form a number of things about the new church age set soon to be inaugurated. What does that mean?
Oh. I don't know. I don't know. It has to. I have to read it in the scripture because I didn't read the scripture. So,
well, what does inaugurated mean?
Oh, install into office like they did with the.
Yes. You want to finish what you're saying? So I can understand what you're saying.
No, I was saying it means to install into office like they did with the president inauguration.
Right. To be inaugurated, to be installed is exactly what that means. So this is saying that the night before his crucifixion, the Lord revealed in capsule form and a small form a number of things about the new church age soon to be installed, soon to be in effect. He repeated these things in capsule form because the disciples could not yet understand what was really happening. We see this in John 16 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the new revelations? Number one, he gave a new command to love each other in the same way he loves us. We see that in 13 and 14 of John.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, opened up a new hope, a place that he would prepare and take believers. We see that in John 14, verses 1 through 3. Number three, he promised another paraclete who would minister in a number of new ways, advising, exhorting, comforting, interceding, convicting, teaching, etc., in verse 16. And four, he unveiled new relationships, the Holy Spirit in them, not just with them. Believers in Christ and Christ in believers, verses 17 and 20. And finally, number five, he established a new basis for prayer in his name, John 16, verse 24 and 26. All of these reveal tremendous differences between the economy then operative and the coming new dispensation of the church. So we're going to go back and look at some of the scriptures. First,
okay.
We're going to look at Matthew 16, verse 18.
So, and it says, now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock, and upon his rock I will build my church on this rock, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Amen.
Amen. And mine says, well, it's God's 17 through 18. Jesus came back. God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. Who is Simon?
Simon is Peter.
Amen. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are. Really are. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. What do you think about that?
That's wonderful. So he's telling Peter that he's going to be the rock, the church that he's going to build his church on. So Peter
mm-hmm.
is going to spread the good news of him.
Okay.
Bring salvation to those who are, in need of salvation for the lost, you know, back in those days.
Okay. So do You know who Peter was bringing the message to?
He was bringing it to the Jews.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah, thank you. So Matthew 24:4-14.
Okay. Okay. Jesus told them, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and threats of wars. But don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world, which is going on today. But all this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come. Then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other," which is going on. "And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people." True. "Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold." And that's happening today. "But the one who endures to the end will be saved." "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that all the nations will hear it, and then the end will come." And that's what we're going through now. The word is being spread throughout the whole entire world, through internet, through radio, TV, all of that. But the
have
end
we reached that point with the word?
Almost, not quite. There's still some more to go.
All right, not quite. Some believe we've met that task. But we have to remember that Jesus was a prophet. Amen. So what he says is going to happen. And as you said a few times, that's happening today.
Yes.
Right? So it may not have happened during this time, not in such a large scale, on a large scale. But it's happening today, as you prophesied.
Yes.
So that gives us to know that he was a prophet.
Amen.
And many believe that's all he was, a prophet.
Yeah.
More than that.
That's right.
So much more than that.
Praise be to God.
Okay. So let's look at verses 15 through 28, and that's that lengthy part. We're not going to read that. You can read it on your own if you want to. Let's look at verse 30 of, I don't even know. Well, maybe 15, 30 and 15. Let's see. No, let's go to 25 and 31 and then 34. 25 and 31.
Okay. 25.
And then 34.
31 says, okay, Jesus tells about the final judgment. "But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne." Amen.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Praise
31, and then we're going to look also at what was that? 34
says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. How we are striving to be on that right-hand side.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
And then the other portion would be Acts 1 and 6.
Okay, Luke. Acts 1 and 6. And 6 says, the ascension of Jesus. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?
Now they're concerned about the kingdom. Is this the time? And what do you think?
No. He said, not even the angels in heaven knows the time when he's going to come back. So,
and he didn't know his father.
Exactly.
He doesn't know himself, I suppose.
Only the Father knows.
Only the Father knows.
Yep.
And when he's ready to know, he'll let it be known.
Absolutely. Right. Praise be to God.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's look at number 4. The message in the upper room. The night before his crucifixion, well, I read that, but the Lord revealed in capsule form a number of things about the new church age soon to be inaugurated. He repeated these things in capsule form because the disciples could not yet understand what was really happening. Why could they not understand? When we look at John 16 and 12, why could they not understand?
Because he didn't open up their understanding.
That's it. That's it. If he wanted them to know, he would have revealed it to them.
Exactly.
There wasn't time for them to know that either. So John 16 and 12.
Okay. John 16 and 12 says, there is so much more I want to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. Yep, that's what he means. They didn't understand, so he didn't tell them or open up their understanding to what he was saying to them.
All right, and mine says, I still have many things to tell you, but you can't handle them now. But when the friend comes, capitalized, the spirit of truth. Who's that? Who's he talking about?
The Holy Spirit?
Yes. He will take you by the hand and guide you into all truth, all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed, out of all that I have done and said. He will honor me. He will take from me and deliver it to you. Everything the Father has is also mine. That is why I've said he takes from me and delivers to you.
Amen.
All right, let's see what else. Then we have 16 and 12. When we have talking about a new command, we have John 13 and 34.
Okay. John 13:34. Oh, because I was looking, there's no 44. 34 says, So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Amen.
Amen. Yep. And this says, this is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. And then he opened up a new hope, a place that he will prepare and take them. John 14, verses 1 through 3.
Okay. And Jesus is the way to the Father. Okay, he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. Ooh, I can't wait for that day. Praise be to God. All right, Val is back.
And three,
welcome back.
He promised another paraclete who would minister in a number of new ways, advising, exhorting, comforting, interceding, convicting, and so forth, in verse 16.
Okay, verse
16.
Okay, 16 says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Holy Spirit.
That you will always have someone with you.
Yes.
So the Lord provides.
Mm-hmm.
And four, he unveiled a new relationship. He unveiled new relationships. The Holy Spirit and them, not just with them, believers in Christ, and Christ and believers, verse 17 and 20. Same 14, 17 and 20.
17 says, he is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. Praise be to God. And 20 says, when I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me. And I am in you. Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. And number 5, he established a new basis for prayer in his name. Verse 16, 24, and then 26.
Chapter 16.
John.
John chapter 16, verse 24.
And then 26.
Okay, 24. And you haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. That's 24. 26 says, then you will ask in my name. I am not saying I will ask the Father on your behalf. Okay. Amen. That's all he says.
Okay. And mine reads 25 through 28. It says, I've used figures of speech in telling you these things, Soon I'll drop the figures and tell you about the Father in plain language. Then you can make your request directly to him in relation to this life I reveal to you. I won't continue making requests of the Father on your behalf. I won't need to, because you've gone out on a limb, committed yourselves to love and trust in me, believing I came directly from the Father. The Father loves you directly. First, I left the Father and arrived in the world. Now, I leave the world and travel to my Father. Wow.
Wow.
Amen. And we're going to look at the last portion, which was, that was it. Right? We're going to stop here. And we're going to look at the homework.
Okay, so we're going to be at D.
Yes, ma'am.
Okie dokie.
Almost finished the chapter. Finished talking about him as prophet. Christ as a prophet. Then we'll talk about him as priest, and then we're going to talk about him as king. Amen.
Sounds like deja vu, like we did that before.
You're back?
Yes.
Oh, it's 43, chapter 43. The Christ, the prophet, priest, and the king. We did that before.
No, we didn't finish that. We just ended up on page 295, the same one we started on.
Oh, okay.
Back just in time to review the homework.
I can't run off the phone, but I was so busy. And then when I talked to you this weekend, I asked you, was it ears to hear? And all I felt was I'm cooking in my ear. And I didn't get back to you.
With last week's homework, and the question is, what is salvation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I got it mixed up with the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Right now. We're waiting for you. Oh, for me? Okay.
Yeah.
Salvation is God's grace. It is the gift of freedom from our sins that Jesus made possible by taking the punishment for our sins on the cross. That's salvation. And also,
amen.
Salvation, you know, is also, it's like the saving of human beings, being from sin and its consequences, which include death and separation from God. By Christ's death. So that's salvation. If we have salvation, that means we don't die.
Amen. That's a gift.
That's a question. I'm asking Evangelist. She just read or gave us that. Does that mean we don't die? If we have salvation, we still die, but when Christ come again, then we live.
Amen.
Amen. So salvation leads to eternal life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So even though we die, we will live again. That's
Amen.
What we're looking for.
That's
we want to live again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Missionary Valerie, you have an answer for the homework question. What is salvation?
No, but what she read is what I heard. What I read.
You need to do it yourself. Okay? We don't want to refer to what she said or whatever. You need to research it and come back
with your
own. I
read the same thing, but I haven't thought out how to articulate it. I read the same thing.
That's what your homework is. You have what is salvation, and the latest one for next week is what is tribulation? What is the tribulation? I'm sorry. So you have two homework assignments, okay?
What is tribulation and what?
What is the tribulation, and last week's was what is salvation?
Oh, okay. So you want me to do both next week. All right.
Excuse me?
Okay, I understand.
All right. So this is for next week, which is August the 10th. 6, 7, 8. What is the tribulation? What is the tribulation? When does it happen? Who's involved? The whole thing. Break it down, okay? Homework, August the 8th. All right, and my answer for what is salvation? Evangelist Hilda reads, I mean, she doesn't read it. I don't know if she writes it or not, but she says it. So I'm going to read mine, all right? What is salvation? According to the Bible, salvation is the redemption or deliverance. It is the saving of humans from sin and its consequences, which include death and separation from God, by Christ Jesus' death and resurrection and the justification following his salvation. How do we receive salvation? Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Can you be saved by any other way?
No.
Amen. Can you save yourself?
No.
Okay. For with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And what is it? Is it a miracle? What is it?
No, it's the grace of God, the forgiveness of our sins. If we confess.
Missionary Val, what is salvation?
Is it salvation.
Is it a miracle? I would say so, yes,
because it's not something that man can perform. Yes?
What is it? I didn't hear what you said.
It's a gift from God. It is a miracle.
That's all I wanted to know. It's a gift. All right? What does it mean when it says it's a gift, Missionary Valerie?
A gift is something that you don't give yourself. A gift, it's a gift because it comes from God and not man. Mm-hmm. It can't be created or given by man. Only God. It is a gift from God.
All right. And before I ask Evangelist Hilda, you can give yourself a gift now. You can buy your own gift, don't forget. But you can't buy salvation. And why can't you buy salvation, Evangelist Hilda?
You can't buy it because it's a gift from God and you cannot buy it from man.
And it's free.
Yes, that's it. You can't buy it.
It's
because
free.
It's free.
You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't work for it. It's free by the grace of God. Amen.
Hey,
I think also that it is earned, it's merited. God doesn't give it to anybody.
No, you don't earn salvation. We just talked about that.
I understand that, but I'm just saying it's sort of, it's merited because God doesn't give it to anybody. He gives it to who he could trust.
Salvation?
Yeah, he gives it to whom he can trust.
Well, we as sinners, we do things that are, you know, untrustworthy every day.
I know, you will hate me for it, and I won't like you for it, but God is merciful and all-forgiving and kind, and he know the hearts of people. He know who he could trust.
Right.
And again, he knows who he could trust.
But he doesn't just give salvation to those he can trust. Remember the thief on the cross, on the right-hand side?
Mm-hmm.
He was a crook. So you think God could trust him?
Not until he repented.
So it's not about those he can trust. It's those who repent of their sin. All right?
Right.
And it is a
repentant soul is someone, you know, that's turned over his ways to God and sorry for
right.
his wrongdoing. But there's some
right.
people... the Bible all speaks through about these people all throughout. God knows there is wicked and the wicked shall perish. And the
right.
righteous shall see God. And he
right.
knows. He knows our hearts, our minds. He knows who's the wicked. He knows who's the righteous.
Right. And sometimes
and
the righteous get wicked. And sometimes the wicked get righteous.
That's right.
So nobody's
right.
always one way or the other. Because
right.
we're flesh.
Right.
right.
That's
what I want you to understand.
That makes me think about, Evangelist makes me think about child rearing. You can't really speak on your children because sometimes they're on top of the world and then sometimes you think, you know, what the heck just happened, you know. But, you know, God knows. From Alpha Omega, he knows our lives from beginning to end. He knows who he can trust. And he knows who, you know, he's going to save. He does the calling. He does the calling. We're chosen by him. We can't get this salvation on our own because we decide to be good one day. You know, God knows us, our lives from the beginning and the end. Who's stubborn enough not to have it?
You can't get it by being kind to somebody. It's a gift from God.
Amen.
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 So, Evangelist, you want to take us out?
We got 3 minutes.
You
want to
take us out?
Amen. Yes, Val. Pray us out of this beautiful lesson.
I just asked you to take us out, Evangelist.
Oh, I thought you said Val. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for this day. Thank you for this beautiful lesson tonight that you open up our ears to hear what thus says the Lord. And Lord God, give us the strength to do our homework for next week. What is the tribulation? Let your will be done again in this lesson and every lesson that we are doing, Lord God. We thank you for life. We thank you for strength, health, wisdom, understanding. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, healing in our bodies, Lord God. We thank you and ask that you touch our First Lady Nadine from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God, that you come go through the surgery and come out victoriously. Lord God, we
bless her, Lord.
Touch our pastor, heal him also, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord God, we ask that you touch each and every one that is affiliated with House of the Lord Online Ministry. Lord God, bless us, forgive us for our sins, heal us where we need healing, touch us where we need to be touched, Lord God, touch our finances. Give us the finances to pay our bills, Lord God, and to keep a roof over our heads, Lord God. We are so grateful and thankful for all that you are doing for us, Lord God, and for all that you are going to do. Lord God, we again thank you for this beautiful lesson. Thank you for our teacher, Lord God, who forces us to open up our minds and think and concentrate on what you are saying to us, Lord God. We're never, never ungrateful, Lord God. We love each and every one of us, Lord God. Thank you for loving on us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for providing for us, Lord God. We are so happy. We love you. We honor and adore you. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for dying on the cross for our sins. Possible, Lord God, that we can come to you without going through the priests or the preachers or whoever, Lord God. We can come directly to you, Lord God. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us to guide us in the way that you would have us to go, to lead us where you would lead us, Lord God. Thank you for everything.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God, we love you. We thank you, we honor and adore you in the mighty name of your son. And Lord God, let your will be done. Not our will, but your will be done. Touch missionary Valerie's father, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Strengthen him, Lord God. Heal him, Lord God. And guide him in the way that you would have him to go. Let your will be done in each and everything that we say and do. And we ask all these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Evangelist, I won't be with you tomorrow. I have a class.
Okay.
With Wednesday thing.
But you'll be with us in the spirit.
You know it. Love you all. Stay strong. Do your homework.
Evangelist, I'm going to be busy too tomorrow night. I don't think I'll be able to come in on the Bible study tomorrow. Maybe next week, though.
So the homework is, what is the tribulation? And when did it start?
And anything you can find out about it. When did it start? Valerie.
Yes.
Let me answer her question before you say something. When did it start is not even a part of it. When is it supposed to start?
Oh, when is it supposed?
Yeah, because you're saying like it started already.
Okay, supposed.
I mean, it may feel like it, but
supposed
it has not officially started yet. Okay.
I don't want to study the wrong thing. That's why I asked you.
No, if you study, you'll find the right thing. If you look for it, you'll find the right thing.
Sister Barbara, the tribulation has always been a little complicated for me. And funny thing, my youngest son could explain it to me better than I could still grasp it. Does it have to do with the rapture?
Your audio is kind of messed up. What was that?
Does it have anything to do with the rapture?
That's for you to find out and tell the class.
And you know, you find out. Okay,
okay, ladies.
What is
see
the tribulation?
You guys next week. I mean, Sunday.
I'm going to say good night to everyone. Love you all. Stay strong.
Love you too.
And be encouraged and study. All right?
We will.
Thank you.
We got the ball.
Kisses and blessings.
Hugs and kisses, ladies. Love you guys.
Love
good night.
Good night.